Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast, and Merry Christmas. This is Brian Wolf, and I am the Community Life Pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. I hope that you are enjoying this Christmas season. During the month of December at LifePoint, we have been in our Advent series as we look back to the coming of Jesus and also look forward with anticipation to his second coming. And the big idea is this: the Messiah has come and is coming again. Over the past several weeks, our pastors have given us a background or a foundation for the coming of the promised Messiah. And this past week at Mount Vernon, we walked through the first chapter of Luke and considered how we can prepare for the coming of Jesus. At the time when these biblical events took place, Israel was waiting for the fulfillment of the promises made about the coming king, who would rule on the throne of David forever. And the faithful, as they waited, were preparing. Now let me try to help you understand. I think that it's similar to us when we wait for a big event to take place. For example, the birth of a child. When my wife Dina and I were expecting our first child, we were so excited. It would be the first grandchild on both sides of our family. We had to set up the nursery, put together a crib, and also a changing table and all the little details that are involved. The due date came and went. And then another day went by, and then another day, and then a week. Finally, my wife Dina was able to get in and meet with her OBGYN, and she said that if we didn't have the baby over the weekend, then she would schedule her for an induction on Monday. And then early on Saturday morning, about 5 a.m., Dina nudges me and says, "I've been having contractions, and they're about 10 minutes apart." I leaped out of bed and I began preparing. The first thing that I did as a good son-in-law was put in the Diet Coke into the refrigerator for my mother-in-law. And then I began to sweep and clean the house so that it would be clean and ready for when our baby came home. In Luke chapter 1, Luke shares with us how God, through his faithful servants, is preparing things for the coming of his son. We discover six actions in Luke 1 that show us how to wait and prepare for the coming of Jesus. We prepare for his coming by praying faithfully or being continuous in prayer. We prepare for his coming by trusting in his word, in his promises. We prepare for his coming by meeting with one another. We prepare for his coming by praising him and worshiping him. We prepare for his coming by obeying the word of God. And finally, we prepare for his coming by speaking his word. In today's Drivecast, I want to highlight the third point, that we prepare for the coming of Jesus by meeting with one another. Luke tells us that after Mary receives the news that she is going to conceive and bear the Holy Son of God, and also that her relative Elizabeth is also with child in her old age, the Bible says that she went with haste into the hill country of Judah to visit Elizabeth. And when they met, there is a whole lot of rejoicing going on. Elizabeth, in fact, exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." What a great example of a vibrant life group. Two expectant mothers filled with the Holy Spirit, and even the baby John, still in his mother's womb, is filled with the Spirit and leaps for joy. What a beautiful picture of meeting together. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 25, the writer says, "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." As we wait for the coming of our Lord, let us not give up meeting together. Let us encourage one another. At LifePoint Church, the best place for that to occur is within our life groups. And even though our life groups are currently on break, our next term is soon approaching, and that begins on January 20th. So please connect with a life group. Don't give up meeting together, because the day is coming. And perhaps this Christmas break is the perfect time for you to reconnect with a brother or sister in Christ whom you haven't seen for a while, so that you can encourage them as we celebrate the coming of Jesus as our Savior and also look forward to his coming as reigning King. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the coming of your Son, who lived the perfect life that we can't live and died the death that we deserve and rose again to give us life. We praise you for our Savior. In this Christmas season, as we look back at the coming of Jesus, we also look forward to his coming again. Help us to be faithful to prepare for that day. And today, I pray that we would not neglect meeting together, but that we would encourage one another. I ask that you grant us the courage to connect with someone, even this day, to encourage them in the Lord. I ask this for the sake of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. I would like to give you just a moment to pray and ask God who it is that you can connect with this Christmas season to encourage. Thank you again for turning into the LifePoint Drivecast. Please join us again. Merry Christmas!